On this episode of Finding Christ in Cinema, we crank up the Blue Swede and fight the Dark Aster as we look for Christian themes in Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. What business do a thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac have in the kingdom of God? Will they have their love of money at the end of the story? All that and more in 3, 2, 1. Come on in, admission is free. Grab a bowl of popcorn, extra butter, of course, and find a seat smack dab in the middle. It's time for Finding Christ in Cinema, episode number 43. I'm Michael.
And I'm Brendan.
Join us, and together we'll dig deeper into the silver screen classics of yesteryear, as well as the box office hits of today. We'll take a closer look at the stories they tell and see if we find the face of Jesus looking back. We're going to explore the deeper meanings of these films, their plots and their twists, the characters and their choices, and how we can relate them to the gospel of salvation and ultimately our Christian walk. You're tuned into Finding Christ in Cinema on the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission transmission.
You missed your opportunity to say, I'm Brendan.
No.
You can't take away Groot.
Oh, come on. I'm excited to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy today, Brendan. But what have you been up to? The Brendan Sermon on the Mount.
On the horse mount. Tim.
That's good.
I can't see
that
why
is
you
the
think...
greatest.
No, that's not.
That's pure comedy. That's comedy gold.
What's the deal with Beatitudes?
Oh, man. How'd that go? You talked about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it was excellent. I felt really good. I hope, honestly, I just hope God works with it.
Yeah.
Because that's all I can hope
for.
Hey,
you planted a seed.
Hope, yeah.
Or maybe you watered a seed that somebody else had already planted.
Who knows?
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
So,
God does the increasing, so.
Can you give us the big grand finale point, or is there one? I mean... What did you want people to walk away with that morning or night?
The biggest thing I think would be equating the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, equating that to the cloud of smoke and the cloud of fire and the pillar of fire that helped the Israelites
right
between the Egyptian slavery on the way to the Promised Land, because the way I understand it, it's like from the day that Jesus was crucified, or from when he was crucified and he was resurrected, that freed us from the law of sin and death, and now we're on the way to the Promised Land. But until we get there, we're in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, we're seeking and saving the lost. We are helping the widows and orphans along the way, and we're planting seeds. And the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us until we get to that day.
Amen.
And that's what I just hope was the big takeaway point.
And so you were hoping that the Comforter would give comfort to those that have a little bit better understanding, or once they gain a better understanding.
Right.
Right? Hey, good job. All right. Well, we're looking forward to the next time you go and give another Sermon on the Mount. Of course. Hey, I watched a movie this week.
Oh, what'd you watch?
Besides Guardians of the Galaxy, which I watched several times, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Yeah,
but
I
opened up the Netflix and was looking at, hey, what's suggested for Michael? All right, going through all this stuff. And it's funny because, Brendan, when movies come out, and I'll say, hey, I really want to watch that when it's available on Netflix, you know? And then by the time it's available on Netflix, and I look at the movie, goes, I don't have any interest in watching that. Well, Defiance is a movie that I wanted to see in a bad way when the first time I saw a preview for it. And this movie was back in, 2008. And it's it's a true story of Jewish brothers in Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe. And they escape to the Belarusian forest, where they live in there for years, Brendan, fighting the Germans.
With how many Jewish refugees with
right.
them?
Well, and they start off just a family, and it just grows and the lead, the oldest brother, who is played by Daniel Craig.
Oh, Daniel Craig. I couldn't remember if Liev Schreiber's character was older or not.
No, Daniel Craig, plays Tuvia. I can't say their last.
Not Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof?
Hey.
If I went on it. Anyway,
and yes, Liev Schreiber is his younger brother, and then there's two other younger brothers below that. And great movie. Have you seen that?
I've seen it, yeah. But at the time when I saw it, I was writing a blog post at the same time, so my attention was kind of divided. Well, it was actually recently, I would say during, you know what, we got a streaming box for Christmas, and it was one of the first movies we watched.
Oh, okay.
So it was during this past Christmas.
Well, you know, I was looking at people in the film, and I had never seen a Daniel Craig film. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true.
You need to get on that new James Bond kick.
No, there's only one James Bond, and he doesn't make those movies anymore.
Sorry, it's not Roger Moore.
Oh, man!
No!
You lose today.
Oh, man, we're just getting started.
But, hey, FCC's very own Mia Ellis. Alice in Wonderland. Wachowski.
Not Wachowski. That's a different.
Wazakowski. Yes.
Yeah.
She plays the. She becomes the wife of the younger brother, the second younger brother.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm looking. I know she's familiar. And looking up, and hey, what do you know? It's Alice. Anyway, good movie.
She's got that classic look.
She does.
You know, fair skin, like really long flowing hair. You know, she's got.
Yep. There's some great lessons to be had in this film. It's rough. I mean, they're way they talk and whatnot. So you need to make sure your filter is turned on.
Let alone whenever there's encounters with the Nazis.
Yeah. Well, Liev. His character Zeus. He's an angry man.
Yeah.
And he lets it show in his words and bullets. But anyway, I want to put that on the list and cover that someday here on Finding Christ in Cinema. I think we can gain some good biblical insights. What else have you been up to?
Well, I finally got that Monday movie review up.
You did?
For American Sniper.
Yes, it was good, thoughtful review.
Tried to steer clear of the
No, everybody should
war.
Read that if you haven't read it.
Oh, thanks, Michael.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Did you finish The Hobbit?
Did I ever? Because last week on the way home.
Yeah.
That's when I finished it, and I even took the scenic route to get it all in.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, there was so much that they could have done in the movie. And now I think I understand why they extended it to three films, because if they had left it just as the book,
then
they could have done that in two films, possibly even in one film. But because, for some reason, I don't know why, because Peter Jackson added Azog, that's enough for three films.
Right. Well, he pulled in, and that information is mainly pulled from the appendices of The Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So a lot of that is based on actual events, but he just changed it. I mean, Azog didn't have much to do with any of it at all. So, but anyway, you know, that whole, the battle... between the dwarves and the goblins and the orcs, that's good stuff. That's from the legendarium of Tolkien. But okay, let's just do this then. So we left off last week. You said that you had met Rorak the Raven, and then you finished on the way home. So now you have a good side by side, the three movies and the book. What? Okay, so now we know that you you appreciated the book.
Oh yeah.
What do you think that the movies did better?
Honestly, I think I liked. I know I liked the barrel riding scene.
So the barrel's out of bonds.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the last episode. I'll say it again. I like that in the movie better. It's hard to say whether or not I liked the presence of Legolas and Tauriel. because I mean, I understand it. It helps sets up Legolas,
right,
and his journey and his next journey as
especially
a ranger.
The awkward, hey, make sure you look for a guy named Strider.
Yeah, like that wasn't like so obvious. And now that I've seen Lord of the Rings, I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I get that with Tauriel. Nothing against
a Evangeline. Movie has to have a love story.
Yeah, you know, love like interest. Nothing against Evangeline Lilly's performance. She was cool.
Right.
But I mean, you know,
it was just contrived.
Yeah.
In the truest sense of the word.
It so was.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Honestly, I did like actually, I'm going to have to listen to this again or read it again. The death of Thorin. because in the film, even though Azog was never really a part of it, in the film, it was depicted very well.
Yeah.
I thought it was. For being part of the film. Because we see Azog and Thorin fighting each other this whole time. And then finally there's that climax.
Yes.
And the
the closure to that.
The catharsis.
Okay.
Yes. That's the term for closure. The where the audience can finally exhale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought that was done really well. I'm going to have to read it again to see if I like the book's death better or if I like the movie's death
better. I like the book better. That's such a pivotal point. And I think that Tolkien's mastery with words, and The Hobbit is a children's book. Those are stories that he made up for his children, for Christopher and his siblings. You know, Christopher's what, the third child?
He's, I don't know.
Some right around there. But anyway, that's who the story was for. And so it's not an adult story.
Right.
And that's why Tolkien had wished that he could rewrite The Hobbit in order to fit it better within the rest of Middle Earth, so it could fit into Middle Earth better.
Yeah.
And so Peter Jackson took that thought and said, "Okay, great, Tolkien, I'll do that for you, and I'll tie in The Hobbit to and it just came across as awkward.
Yeah,
it really did to me.
Well, let me throw this out there. I thought it was interesting that The Hobbit is a kid's story. By the way, I loved all the songs in it.
Yes,
the songs, and now
love them in Lord of the Rings.
Now I know what you mean by Ula Lally down in the valley, or whatever you said.
Tra-la-la-lally. Here down in the valley.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that being said,
are you going with beards all a wagon? Okay, go ahead.
I think it's interesting that The Hobbit, which is the prequel to Lord of the Rings, it's interesting that that is a kid's story, and yet the Lord of the Rings trilogy is more adult. It's almost as if Tolkien wants young kids to read The Hobbit, and then as they grow and better deal with more adult situations in their own lives, they'll better grow with the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Well, that's a fun way to look at it. I'll accept that. Speaking of growing up and stuff, I mentioned last episode that I got a real bug going and regarding the podcast that I used to do, Middle Earth Minutes. So, hey, Ron, this is for you, Supercurl. I know this will interest you as well. I did talk to Micah, and I said, "Son, would you at all be interested in revamping, bringing back Middle Earth Minutes?" He says, "Yeah." And he said, "Now, I'm real busy with school. This kid takes schoolwork busy. I mean, busy. Takes it seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
And my kids are homeschooled, and they actually spend extra time on school. They're weird, okay? They like to learn stuff." And he said, I can't commit to being on every single show, but I would like to do, you know, what I can." And so that's good enough for me. So now I need to find somebody that can we need a co-producer of their show. You know, Brendan, how much time we put into producing this show. It takes a lot of time. What's that look?
What look, Michael? Just because my ears are now level with my shoulders does not mean anything.
Well, we'll have to talk about that a little bit later on, but it would be a great thing to tie into the Great Commission Transmission Network. Now, really, one of my also, I'm wondering, would it be okay? Would listeners, well, Ron would be able to answer this, and I kind of have a feeling what his answer would be, but I wonder if people out there would allow us to, and there's David Gaddy, in the chat room. Hello, David. I wonder if listeners would allow us to branch out into C.S. Lewis and other high fantasy. You mean
listeners of Middle Earth Minutes?
Right.
Okay, because I know they wouldn't really care if we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So anyway, it's a lot of thought and a lot of planning needs to go into that. So I'll just leave it at that for now. Update. Last week we announced that I was going to, that very night, last Thursday night, I was going to be the guest on The Wired Homeschool. Did that after we recorded and I edited and uploaded the podcast. Had a great time on that episode. You can go to thewiredhomeschool.com/137. That's the episode that I was on. We talked about using movies. I love the title of it, Finding the Sacred in the Secular.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And we had a good, it was about a half hour show. Something went real fast. The host over there, John, is a great host. I've done a show with him before, and we're looking to do some more in the future. We had a great time. Shelley enjoyed it, and all is well. Anything else that you need to?
Well, Michael, of course, I finished The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And now I've started.
What?
Once again, Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
This time as read by Max McLean.
Oh,
Max Screwtape McLean.
Okay,
himself.
Let's not get into the book because we're already 15 minutes into the show.
Hey.
So we'll tease this for the next week, but what do you think of his reading?
Man, he is such a good performer.
Yeah.
I can tell he's a performer by the way he's reading.
Yes.
For example, just a quick example.
Uh-huh.
The way he speaks as Christian.
Yeah.
Or as faithful or as helpful. The way he speaks with them compared to the way he speaks as talkative.
Yes.
Man, it's like rapid fire with talkative. But that's how talkative is supposed to be. So I really like how he's taking these characters and actually giving them a vocal characterization as well.
When he meets up with, when Christian meets up with Interpreter and goes through and Interpreter's taking him around, look at this picture.
I don't think I've been there yet.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
Oh, yeah. The old man, it's like we were talking about before the show, that book is so thick with allegory that you can't take it too quick.
Oh, man.
Or you're going to lose all kinds of information. We'll talk about that more after the show.
Are you
ready? You ready to go to the movies?
Hey, let's go to the movies.
Okay.
I come from Earth, a planet of outlaws. My name is Peter Quill. There's one other name you might know me by. Star-Lord.
Who?
Well, Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
Guys?
Forget it.
So here we are. A thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac. But we're not going to stand by as evil wipes out the galaxy. I guess we're stuck together. Partners.
Are you telling me the fate of 12 billion people is in the hands of these criminals?
Oh, yeah. I look around, you know what I see? Losers. But life's giving us a chance.
To do what?
Something good? Something bad? A bit of both.
Oh, what the hell? I don't got that long a lifespan anyway.
Me.
They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy.
This might not be the best idea.
Brendan, I didn't see this movie in the theater, but you did.
Yes.
How many times did you see it?
Just once.
Okay.
Just once. But on the Monday movie review, that's not me. That's John Carney.
Right.
He
FCC's very own.
Yes. John sorry. Carney. Oh, yes. Hey, give me a mulligan.
Okay.
No, I only saw it once. But in the Monday movie review, that's not me. That's FCC's very own John Carney.
Yes.
City editor extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yes.
By day. Superman by night.
By day, yeah.
Okay, and what were your initial thoughts? Because, I mean, that movie owned summer.
Yeah, it did. It owned a good bit more of the whole year, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was still in theaters when, I want to say, when Nightcrawler came out in October. Some theaters still had it playing.
People loved this movie. Yeah. What did they love about it?
Honestly, I don't know. I think
just good old-fashioned escapism.
Escapism. I think a lot of it had to do with Chris Pratt.
Okay.
And Zoe Saldana. A lot of nerds came out for it. You know, I don't use that term offensively, but a lot of the fans.
I'm a nerd.
A lot of the fan base. Okay, well, you understand.
Yeah.
A lot of the fan base of Marvel came out, but then once people realized, hey, this film isn't as standoffish as we thought, people started liking it more, and then, you know, through word of mouth, like wildfire, just spread.
Everybody telling their buddies, you gotta see this movie was great. What was great about it? It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it, it even appeals to the generation gap because of the soundtrack.
Right.
Sorry guys, but it's an old person soundtrack.
Well,
I, for one, am kind of tired of Hooked on a Feeling right now. I'm sorry, because in every commercial for this movie, in every promo, it's that song.
Okay, so what sticks out? I mean, what does this movie say to you? I mean, what is it?
Man, to me, it's just, it's a good plot. Well,
it's script number one, I think.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good plot. But it's got so much eye candy and so much ear candy and so much spectacle. It's got all this stuff on top of it that, yeah, it makes it pleasing for the palate. But, I mean, it kind of takes away from the effect of the plot itself.
It stars the King of the Woodland Realm in it as well.
It does.
Yeah.
And his performance.
Does he play a good guy in anything? I've only seen him in two things. Lee Pace is who we're talking about. I've seen him as Thranduil. Who's okay? He's not a bad guy, but he's off his nut.
I mean, he's got his own thing.
He's not somebody you want your kids to grow up to be like.
No, no.
And then Ronan obviously has some serious issues.
I don't know. No, he was good. Yeah, don't get me wrong on that. He was pretty good. I don't know. For me, the biggest takeaway was, I mean, it's a lot of fluff.
Yeah, yeah. It's just escapism.
Yeah,
and in fact, that's what when. I would look further into this because I didn't see it at the theaters. And as I'm trying to understand the cultural brouhaha, finally you get down to it. People just say, it was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anything earth shattering. It's not anything, not too dramatic, not, you know, but, the one thing that, so we watched it for the first time last weekend and, got it on Blu-ray. And absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, Brendan, I was surprised by how crude it was.
By the adult themes?
Yeah. It's crude.
Yeah.
And so this is a movie that right off the bat, if you haven't watched it before, you want to have your filter on. Okay? Plug that thing in and have it going. Because, you know, hey, maybe I'm just a giant prude. You know, I'm always, our number one thing is
a prude for the crude.
Is sexual content, okay? So if it's overly sexualized like X-Men 2 was, okay, that's bad. That's a no-no. But this, so then you know what? We can allow a little bit of salty language or whatever because, I mean, that's the real world, right? But in fact,
this, it's like...
It's just crude.
Yeah.
You're talking to an old punk rocker, man. Okay, I've seen and heard a lot of things that people aren't supposed to see and hear, you know, when you're, you know, out on the club circuit and whatnot. But now that I'm an old dad with my Gandalf beard growing, I'm easily shocked. Okay?
First of all, who compared your beard to Gandalf?
Me.
No, sorry, that doesn't count.
Oh, why?
Because it has to be somebody else.
You can't say it about yourself?
No. Sure cannot.
Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. But here's the thing. The salty language, the way that they interact with each other, I'm going to use for my point coming up. But it is a picture of, here's a word from last episode, thanks to one of our comments, one of our feedback comments. Who was it that...
Rex? Rex Harsin, yeah. From Facebook.
Or was it, who? Or was it Philip? Somebody had...
No, I think it... Was
it the Calvin quote?
Yeah.
With the word profane.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we say about the word profane?
No, it was when reading secular authors.
Yes.
That's how it started.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Which is the profane. And that word means something very specific, and it means common. Something is either holy, sanctified, set apart, or it's profane. Common. It's what you use, you know, for day-to-day eating. You don't bust out the good fine china for everyday eating. That's special stuff, right? It's holy. It's sanctified. It's special. So anyway, the language through this movie is profane because it's common, and it's what real people in the real world talk like. We've mentioned that before on a past episode of Finding Christ in Cinema. I don't know what movie it was specifically, but I had mentioned something that my dad talked about, and he said, "Hey, that's how people talk." You know, that's how, you know, especially unsaved. If you have no regard for how you are projecting yourself, how you are representing God, then it doesn't matter if you speak profanely or not. But anyway, so we're going to use that as a good segue into my point on this. And Brendan, are you ready?
Go for it, buddy.
All right. So according to the trailer, and also this is trailer number two. The official trailer number two. I couldn't use number one because it was too profane.
Oh.
You know, not comfortable using that on a Christian podcast.
Was it a Red Band trailer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, but still, it was still...
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that was trailer number two, which worked out better anyway because God is great and leads me into these points. I believe it because I'm not smart enough to come up with any of this stuff on my own. But in that trailer, it says, so what we have is a thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac. That's the group that we have that comprise the Guardians of the Galaxy, as they'll be known at the end of the film.
Yeah.
And so these are profane people. And the best way to exemplify that right off the bat is the scene when they are being taken into prison, walking into prison. Just listen to this little exchange.
I ain't gonna be here long. I've escaped 22 prisons. This one's no different. You're lucky the broad showed up, because otherwise me and Groot would be collecting that bounty right now, and you'd be getting drawn and quartered by Yondu and those ravages.
I've had a lot of folks try to kill me over the years. I ain't about to be brought down by a tree and a talking raccoon.
Old?
What's a raccoon?
What's a raccoon? It's what you are, stupid.
Ain't no thing like me, except me.
So this orb has a real shiny blue suitcase, Ark of the Covenant, Maltese Falcon sort of vibe. What is it?
I am Groot.
So what? What's the orb?
I have no words for an honorless thief.
Pretty high and mighty coming from the lackey of a genocidal maniac. Yeah, I know who you are. Anyone knows who you are.
So we get a good idea of what these people are about.
Yes.
Okay. They're being taken to prison because they all got busted for bad things, and they talk bad, and they talk about each other bad, and so this is at the beginning of prison. They get into prison. Oh, go ahead.
Just a parenthetical side note.
Yes.
Really quick. How ironic is it that Chris Pratt mentions the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Hey,
we'll get to that later.
That is a big fat.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Getting back on track here, and so they go into prison. They get checked in. They're given their clothes. They go into the I don't know what the cafeteria, the main yard where everybody's hanging out, and it gets ugly and violent. And a guy comes up and he's wanting to beat up on Emmett and
Emmett
what
double decker couch?
Yes, Emmett. Sorry, Star-Lord for the purpose of this film,
or Peter.
Yeah, and so here comes Groot, and of course Rocket, he's a take charge kind of a guy,
yeah,
and he's mean as a snake.
Yeah.
I mean the guy's mean, and so he makes it clear right off the bat, we're in charge. Hello, prison. Hi, everybody. Now we're here, and you're gonna have to go through us. And my buddy here, Groot, you ain't going through him.
Yeah.
And
in other words,
we're the boss.
We go through you.
Yes. Yes.
As you see in the clip.
And so then as they actually are escaping from this prison, you get another clip or another view as to what kind of people these are and what they think of each other.
He's got a plan, right? Or is that another thing you made up?
I have a plan. I have a plan.
Cease your yammering and relieve us from this irksome confinement.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with the walking thesaurus on that one.
Do not ever call me a thesaurus.
It's just a metaphor, dude.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I'm going to die surrounded by the biggest idiots in the galaxy.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
It's comedy.
That's one of my favorite scenes of the whole thing. Oh, Drax. He gets some of the best lines.
Drax the Destroyer. You don't want to go up against a guy named Drax the Destroyer. He's bad news. And you know, he'll destroy you. But Gamora, you know, she, I ended on her for a reason. I'm going to die next to the biggest idiots in the galaxy.
Yeah.
That's what she thinks of these people
that
she's stuck with, you know, because they're going to escape. But, oh, yeah, we're all escaping, you know, together. But Rocket makes it clear, you know, hey, Emmett, as soon as we get out, we're taking you to where we need to take you to.
To exchange you for that bounty.
Yeah, for that bounty. And so the story unfolds.
Oh, that, I mean, that kind of ties into my point.
Yeah.
So,
well, the story unfolds well, actually maybe we ought to have you go into your point now and then I'll finish my point after.
Let's do that.
Whoa, changing things up here on episode 43.
Let's just do it.
Do it.
Took us 42 tries. I'm
okay. We'll get it.
So you just mentioned that the only reason Rocket and Groot, well, I'm going to say Rocket because I don't think Groot necessarily cares. He's just following Rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Groot's actually more of a kinder heart.
We don't know what's going on in his mind during this whole thing.
But we can see through his actions. Yeah. Man, I wanted to make that my point, but I thought this one would be a little bit stronger. The only reason Rocket wants to save Peter slash Star Wars slash Star-Lord slash Emmett is because he's got a bounty on his head. 30,000 units? Was that it?
40.
Oh, 40,000
40K!
Units. Yeah, 40,000
Put a bounty
units.
On his head! 40K!
And, well, let's just play that first clip.
All right.
He thinks of some stupid thing! He does! Well, I didn't ask to get made! I didn't ask to be torn apart and put back together over and over and turned into some little monster.
Rocket, no one's calling you a monster.
He called me vermin. She called me rodent. Let's see if you can laugh after five or six good shots.
No. 4 billion units. Rocket, come on, man. Hey, suck it up for one more lousy night and you're rich.
Fine. But I can't promise when all this is over, I'm not going to kill any last one of you jerks.
So the only reason Rocket is trying to keep himself calm is because he wants a piece of that 4 billion.
Money talks.
That 4 billion units.
Yeah.
And it's that love of money that he shares, actually, with Peter Quill.
Yes.
Peter Quill is the thief. You got the two thugs being Rocket and Groot. They're just in it for the money.
Okay, listen, because I skipped over my first verse, and this is a perfect place to throw it in.
Go ahead.
Right here. Titus 3:3 from the New Living Translation. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other.
Michael, I don't know what to tell you. That bleeds in perfectly to, well, first my key text. But before that, let's listen to that second sound clip.
Peter, listen to me. We cannot allow the stone to fall into Ronan's hands. We have to go back to your ship and deliver it to Nova.
Right. All right. Okay. I think you're right.
Or we could give it to somebody who's not going to arrest us, who's really nice for a whole lot of money.
I think it's a really good balance between both of your points of view.
You're despicable. Dishonorable. Faithless!
Gamora is calling him despicable, dishonorable, and faithless because Peter Quill is, quote, a slave to his lust and pleasures. His life is full of evil and envy, and he doesn't really love the group.
No.
And if you don't love, you might as well just hate. At least that's the dichotomy that's set up in the gospel.
Amen. Wow, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit later.
Hey, whoa. Okay.
We're clicking, pal.
So I'm going to get in my key text right here because we might end up playing my clip later, this third clip. But the key text right now is, of course, 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evils. Some people, in reaching for it, have strayed from the faith and stabbed themselves with many pains.
Ooh.
They have strayed from the faith. They are faithless. They are despicable. They are dishonorable. They have strayed from the faith and stabbed themselves with many pains. The same kind of pains that Peter Quill goes through.
Yeah.
When he's making the decision to make the money instead of keep friends. And later on, we're going to see this change. We're going to see the change in the whole group later on, but I'm going to let Michael continue his point.
Okay, so now we have an idea. I think we've painted an accurate picture of these people and what they are. But now they start to coalesce. And now they are starting to see that there's a greater thing, something greater than all of them, something more fulfilling. And something that is going to create a common bond. And Emmett said, I'm sorry, Star-Lord, Philip, Peter says it.
Philip.
Peter says it the best when, you know, he says, I'm looking, you know what I see? You know, they get to the big, here's the big pep talk. This is the do or die moment. This is when they are going to make a decision. Yeah. A decision that everybody has to make at some point in their life. And not making a decision is making a decision. But they're going to discuss what's going on. But here's Peter's. He says, you know what? I'm looking around.
I look around at us. You know what I see? Losers. I mean, like, folks who have lost stuff. And we have, man. We have, all of us. Our homes. Our families, normal lives, and usually life takes more than it gives, but not today. Today it's given us something. It has given us a chance.
Given us a chance at what? Now, he uses some very colorful language that actually is actually communicating something.
Yeah.
And what it is that these losers have been given a chance. So in other words, he's saying that it's time for us to care.
Mm-hmm.
And Gamora was trying to get him to do that. That's what she was trying to get him to see all along.
Yeah, the whole time.
Her past is a bad past.
Yeah.
But she made a change a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But she's even still, she's growing into that change. And that comes a little bit later on in the movie. Well, actually, in this scene. They are given a chance to care, to become one, to work as one. And become one unified body. Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11 of the New Living Translation. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. That's what's taking place in this scene. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. How do you become like Him? It's time for us to care. To care about what's going on around us to other people. There are lives at stake. There are people that need a physician. Oh, and really ties right into the Green Mile, too. Which is the greatest movie we've done. What?
Man, just go ahead and play my third clip.
Okay, and this is because that kind of caring asks something from us.
Yeah.
Such as...
I, for one, am not going to stand by and watch as Ronan wipes out billions of innocent lives.
But Quill, stopping Ronan, it's impossible. You're asking us to die.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah. You, as you learn to know your creator, I always pray, Jesus, that I always pray, Brendan.
Hey, whoa.
That we would know the heart of God better. That's a prayer. I want to know God's heart better, and that is what Paul is encouraging us to do. Learn to know your creator and to become like him. I guess you're asking us to die. I guess I am. And it continues, this passage. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Does it sound like anybody here? A thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac? Yes, it does. Christ is all that matters. Not that you are a thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac. Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. Us believers, right?
Who hopefully don't let the pretense of the past get in the way.
Right, right. And also are not going to reject brothers and sisters that fit, whose past fits these guys. These guys are perfectly welcome into the kingdom of God, into the body, the one unified body. It's time for us to care too, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, we're getting close to the end now. They're fighting. Oh, well, you know what, though? What we didn't clip from that scene, what does Gamora say? You know, hey, I've suffered next...
I've something along with my enemies for years.
Yeah.
I would be honored to die beside my friends.
Friends. Yeah. Now.
Oh, boop. Man. She's changed diametrically,
yes,
from where she was in that other clip we played and, when they're in the Watchtower.
And from here on to the end of the movie actually fits my key text. I think I ought to go ahead and read it now. Before I play this last clip that I have. Key text. This is what you have to remember when you and Emmett are sitting on your
double-decker couch
watching Guardians of the Galaxy. It's kind of a weird, loopy kind of a thing. I mean, that's a weird thing, man. Okay, but anyhow.
That is.
So now we can say FCC's very own...
Chris Pratt.
Okay. Right. As you are sitting on that double-decker couch, you're going to remember Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians 4:16 out of the New Living Translation, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. What you said earlier, love or hate? No. When you are in the body and you're being fit together perfectly by Jesus, the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. And sometimes you will have a spaceship careening towards the planet. Everybody is going to die, and somebody has the ability to put a protection around you.
No, Groot, you can't. You'll die. Why are you doing this? Why?
We are Groot.
The whole movie, he's only been saying, I am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's part of a bigger whole. He is part of that body fit together perfectly. And he shows it. Groot shows that visually. And that is where you want to stop with your friends while you're sitting on your
double-decker couch.
Say, look at that. Look at what Groot is doing right there. And read the key text or memorize it. Ephesians 4:16. The whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. And Groot is so full of love that he realizes it's not me. We are the church. That's what he says.
We are the church.
And I'm doing this. I'm going to sacrifice this because I know the creator now. And I am becoming like him. Oh, man. So, once again, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. He can take a thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac. And of course, this reminds us, we've talked about it, I don't know, on how many different episodes, and it will come up time and time again, the peaceful kingdom, as described in Isaiah chapter 11, specifically verses 6 through 9. Can I read those again? Is that okay with you?
Yes.
A wolf. This is out of the New English Translation, of course. A wolf will reside with a lamb. What does that picture tell you? These guys are wolves.
Yeah.
Okay. There's other people in the kingdom that are lambs. They're just, we all know lamb people. They're just gentle, nice people. They need to be saved too. They need to enter into that body and be fit together perfectly. You need to be fit together perfectly right alongside a Dax the Destroyer, and you better love it because that's what the verse says, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. A wolf will reside with a lamb, and a leopard will lie down with a young goat. An ox and young lion will graze together as a small child leads them along. A cow and a bear will graze together. Their young will lie down together. A lion, like an ox, will eat straw. A baby will play over the hole of a snake, over the nest of a serpent. An infant will put his hand. They will no longer injure or destroy on my entire royal mountain, which I submit to you, Brendan, is the church. The royal mountain is the church. It's the new Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. For there will be universal submission to the Lord's sovereignty, just as the waters completely cover the sea. See, there's many people out there, Brendan, that read this, and they're looking for this sometime in the future. And if you are doing that, I encourage you to stop. Except that that is speaking about the church age. That's speaking about us. That is speaking about us in the church being fit perfectly together with a thief, two thugs, an assassin, and a maniac. That is the promise of the kingdom age, the church age. And Jesus makes the whole body fit together perfectly.
Amen.
Questions, comments, piggybacks, editorials, off-the-wall remarks?
No, dude, I think we hit it.
This movie is perfect for sharing the gospel, as crude as it is.
Yeah.
So. Is it?
That's it.
That is it?
That's it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We'll get to why in a little bit.
All right. How about some feedback? And we got some feedback? Yes! We get... Supercurl!
Yeah.
Where have you been? She came back to visit us, says, and this was a comment on the website at christincinema.com on episode number 42, our great finale of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. She says, "Hey guys, loving all the Tolkien. I'm currently about 28 minutes into this episode, and I just had to share this." It's a link. Tolkieneditor.wordpress.com. Speaking of The Hobbit, someone's gone back and edited all three movies into a four-hour, more Tolkien-friendly version. I just had to share. Keep up the great work.
Bye-bye, Azog. Bye-bye.
I haven't had a chance to go check it out yet, but hey, make sure that this link is in the blog post.
Tolkien editor?
Yes.
Sure will.
And I'm going to go watch it 4 hours. A little more Tolkien friendly. And, hey, we continued the exchange there on the comment section with Supercurl. She's been real busy, but has been listening, and that makes us just happy as a pig in a dumpster.
Or as the old saying goes, pleased as punch.
Yes, there you go. So Supercurl, carry on. Thank you for listening. We'll hear from you. We'll talk to you soon. What else did we get, Brendan?
Well, we got a couple different comments from Patron Saint Philip.
Yeah.
Patron saint lover of horses.
Yes.
Or fond of horses. He left us a comment on the same episode, FCC 42, Paraclete in Return of the King.
Yeah.
"Hey, guys, great show. Are you familiar with Letterboxd?"
No.
I wasn't either. I don't know. I checked it out. And apparently this comment, he left it like this morning or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I checked it out with what I could. It looks pretty cool. "It's a great site," he continues, "to log in the movies you watch. Rate, review them, make lists, etc. If you're members already or join, let us know so the listeners can follow you."
Oh, we can start our own little FCC little tribe there on
Letterboxd?
Yeah.
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely look into that. Letterboxd.com. That's box B-O-X-D. it looks like, .com. Hey, he also left that second, wasn't a comment, Brendan. It was a review, a coveted review in iTunes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. What he says was, this is a really cool podcast. Now, let me back up. So for those that aren't aware, you go into iTunes. It's on albums. Everything that's on iTunes, they allow people to rate and leave comments on. That's to give unsuspecting passersby an idea of what to expect. And it is uber helpful to us. We'll talk about why after this. So he says, this is a really good podcast. The fellas examine movies with a Christian perspective, strongly emphasizing scripture. Lots of fun, upbeat, and the hosts don't take themselves too seriously. Good stuff.
Man, I'm proud to wear that badge.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
How could I take myself that seriously?
I know. How can I take you seriously?
Boo. So again, that is very helpful to, well, it's helpful to everybody. It's helpful to the cause of Finding Christ in Cinema, because the more reviews that we get on there, especially the 5-star reviews, the more likely it is that iTunes will feature our show. And when a podcast gets featured on their front page, the views and the listens go up exponentially. Yeah, so what it is just exposure to more people. There's a lot of people out there that have no idea that Finding Christ in Cinema actually exists.
Poor souls.
And so that's why we rely on you, the listeners, you good-hearted listeners. Please help us get the word out, because in turn, we are spreading the gospel. This is the Great Commission Transmission Network. That's what we're all about. So thank you so much, Patron Saint Philip. Hey, you know what? Speaking of feedback, we didn't hear from Ron during the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes.
Did we?
Didn't we?
I don't know.
I'm fact-checking that right now.
Do that, because that worries me, because he is a big Tolkien fan, and so if we aren't hearing feedback, I'm kind of thinking that we may have...
I could have swore.
We've maybe
hold on.
Threw the baby out with the bathwater.
We're getting to the end of this.
All right. And then we'll...
No, we didn't.
I knew it.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Give him time.
Yeah. Oh, I know, because he's a
patient. We are patient, yes.
Yep. Even my wife says, that man's an encourager. And that was feedback.
Did we just do that?
Are you ready for some real news? Yeah, roll it. You.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. I thought I was. Hey, so the Super Bowl, Michael, I know you're excited for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday, right?
You would know.
Okay.
The resident sports fan.
Super Bowl movie trailers, what movies they are, and possibly when you can catch them.
All right.
So this Sunday is Super Bowl Xlix, a.k.a. Super Bowl 49, for those of us who don't speak Roman numerals. And if you're like me, you're not really watching the game. Instead, you're watching the commercials.
Yes.
Because that's what I do. CinemaBlend.com has compiled a list of the movie trailers we can expect to see during those legendary advertising segments.
Well, I don't have over-the-air television, so therefore I have no chance of seeing any of these. Read the list and let me drool.
Well, Michael, actually, after the game, the links will be, or the trailers themselves will be in this post.
you know why they're laughing?
Why?
Curse you, I don't have to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Anyway, so first up, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Move on.
Yes, okay. Well, I was going to... hold on, Michael. I got to set the status.
Okay.
The trailer that's going to air during the game has already been released online, and the film is released on February 20th, 2015.
Call me judgmental. It just doesn't sound good in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, though. Divergent series, Insurgent, during the pregame show.
Is when
we can expect to see that one. It's released March 20th of this year. Fast and Furious 7, confirmed, but not yet known.
Is that the one with Paul Walker?
His last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they actually brought in one of his brothers to finish it up and then put his face on. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
That guy was a believer. Paul Walker.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there you go. Okay, so we don't know when it's going to air, but the movie comes out April 3rd, 2015. Avengers, Age of Ultron.
I cannot wait.
Hold on, kids.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Here's the thing about Marvel
and
the Super Bowl. They have not confirmed anything.
What?
But given their track record, they have not disappointed.
Sentimental hogwash.
Now you're sticking up for them.
Hey, hey, I don't know what to tell you, except that Avengers Age of Ultron is released May 1st, 2015.
Inconceivable.
Next up we have Tomorrowland.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
We have dropped the ball on this. You know what? In fact, no, let's do... let's talk about this for a second.
By all means.
Have you seen any of the trailers?
I saw the trailer with something I recently saw. I think it might have been Into the Woods.
Okay.
Into the Woods, yeah.
So she's getting out of jail.
Yeah,
and
she's picking up her stuff. And look, there's this little, this little pin.
Tell me that officer isn't involved in that, in this whole thing. Yeah, I guarantee it. I don't know. But anyway, so this little pin, that's like a little Tomorrowland pin. I mean, it's based on the land at Disneyland.
Disney attraction. World.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a whole land. There's all kinds of attractions in there.
Yeah.
And she drops on the ground and bends down, and just as soon as she touches it, poof, she's somewhere else. Like she's in the middle of this wheat fields. So, whoa. Yeah. And I can't wait. And then in that trailer, there's just a billionth of a second of a view of like this Tomorrowland city with people flying by or something. You barely see it.
On the jetpacks.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so there's a teaser for the trailer out that's like all of 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
And there's actually like 2 billionths of a second of that, futuristic city. I can't wait. It looks like a fun movie. When does that one come out?
Well, the movie itself comes out May 22nd, 2015.
All right.
So that's coming up.
Good.
That'll be after Avengers. However, although the TV spot has been confirmed, we don't know when it's going to be.
Oh.
So, and I think some of these companies are just wanting us to watch the Super Bowl just so we can see these trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, moving on, Jurassic World.
With starring FCC's very own
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. And riding on his
double-decker couch.
Again, confirmed, but time still unknown. We can see this movie, though, on June 12th, 2015. Next up, Ted number two. Ted two, that foul-mouthed teddy bear.
June 12th is my daughter's birthday.
Well, don't take her to see Ted.
Okay.
Confirmed, not time still unknown, June 26th is the release date. Terminator Genesis. Trailer has been confirmed, still time unknown.
Oh, right.
And that's July 1st. Minions.
Yeah!
The Minions movie. This trailer is actually already online, but the release date of the film has yet to be announced.
Oh, I can't wait. I love Minions. Look at all my Minions.
I know. You got a whole plethora.
Yeah, I have a shelf of Minions.
Now, this next film, Michael.
Yeah.
It's not the piece de resistance, but Ant-Man.
Can we change the name? Have you seen the trailer?
Oh yeah, with Paul. Yeah, good old Paul. I like Paul Rudd
because he's older than me. That's why we like him.
That's not anyway.
Okay.
Still, this is in the same boat with Marvel, with Age of Ultron. We don't know if there's going to be anything about it. We can hope for it.
So this is just purely
purely conjecture,
rumor,
hearsay, rumor. Yes, but we can still see Ant-Man July 17th, 2015. Now, here's the big rumor, though.
Oh,
this is that certain piece of resistance which I just alluded to.
Yes,
Batman versus Superman.
Oh,
Dawn of Justice. This is rumored. So now would be a good time to play them Pick a Little Ladies.
Okay.
Pick a little talk, a little, pick a little talk, a little cheek, 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 talk a lot, take a little more.
Yes, it has been rumored. All the internet is buzzing with it. Just,
I have a feeling that next week's episode is going to be the longest episode ever.
Man, I don't know. Last week
we're
going to
have
long.
A lot of trailers. Yeah, well. Hey. Okay. When is this movie coming out?
It's still coming out March 25th, 2016.
Is it the magic year?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, do it again. 2016. All right, and that's it.
That's it.
That's the only rumors. That, I mean, all the that's the best they could do, huh?
I guess so.
All right. Under the Radar from firstshowing.net. This is from a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how we missed this. Aylmer looking for a role in Aquaman. Say what? Yes, FCC's very own Carl, Dr. Bones McCoy. Urban is reportedly in the running for a supporting role in the forthcoming DC adaptation of Aquaman, starring Jason Momoa. Carl's role isn't known, but rumor says he could be playing the villain, the main villain, Brendan. Apparently, the studio is waiting for Urban to finish with Star Trek III, co-written by Simon Pegg, as recently reported on FCC. Dread is Urban's only comic book film to date, so we are looking to see him in a much grander film. Dread didn't do well. It did dreadfully.
I'm glad. To be honest, Michael, I'm just glad you changed it to an adverb. That's all I care
Look for. Look for Aquaman. I will. Around or on July 27th, the new magic year of 2018. Can't wait.
So this week in home entertainment.
Yes.
We have first Dracula Untold.
Oh, yeah.
With who
with
else?
With Bard.
With Luke Bard.
Evans.
No, he was somebody else, too. We'll get to it in the... And the thing.
Okay.
Okay, yes, Dracula Untold being released this week. Also, the critically acclaimed documentary produced by, I think, CNN or one of the major television outlets, documentary called The 60s.
I'm not familiar with this.
I would check it out because I was able to catch a couple episodes. It was pretty
Does
cool.
Does it start from the beginning of this? I mean, so are we covering Kennedy and
I think so.
Camelot? And
I didn't catch it there. I think I caught it around the NASA years.
Okay.
So on the latter part.
All right.
Okay, that looks pretty good. Next up is Ouija.
Bleh.
Yeah, I know. But hey, some people might like a good scary movie. Next up, though, another documentary, Smiling Through the Apocalypse, Esquire in the 60s. Esquire magazine?
Yeah. Okay. So it's another 60s documentary.
It's another 60s.
Okay, two of those.
But this one's more specifically to the magazine Esquire.
Right.
And next up, this independent film starring James McAvoy and Jessica...
That's Mr. Tumnus.
Mr. Professor X Tumnus.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
And this film's called The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby.
Kathy Rigby's daughter?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I did watch the trailer for that one, and it looks pretty good.
Well, of all of these, I've only heard of number one, Dracula Untold, and I think we ought to put that on the list.
It'll have to go under a lot of different
We'll
stuff,
talk
Michael.
About those in yes, just a little will. Bit. But first, a quick rundown of the articles posted on the Finding Christ in Cinema Facebook page this past week at facebook.com/Christ in Cinema.
Summit Entertainment has released the final poster for the Divergent series, Insurgent.
Yeah.
It looks pretty epic. It really does. Because I like how Shailene's character, she's falling and she's shooting up. And then...
Four.
That's not Thor.
Four.
Oh, Four.
Yeah.
Four. Yeah. I am number four.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
Yes. Theo James. He's shooting down. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
You guys check out the poster and there'll probably be a Monday movie review on that.
Oh, good.
Hey, there's the more of the Minions.
They lost their pants. So it was a great tie into the Lego movie as they're looking for their pants.
Where's my pants?
Yes.
Hey, happy Frodo birthday. I mean, happy birthday, Frodo. Cool. Actor Elijah. Can I get a mulligan?
You should.
Happy birthday to Frodo Baggins, actor Elijah Wood, born January 28th, 1981.
Yeah.
He's 34.
Yes, he is. So was that yesterday?
That was...
Or the day before?
That was yesterday.
All right.
Hey, good call.
Okay.
Next up. Now, this one is a rumor mill.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Pick a little talk.
From Variety.com. Ghostbusters reboot with female cast may have just been assembled.
It's ghastly.
Don't say that.
I don't like Ghostbusters.
See,
I guess I never gave a fair shake. And they made a number two, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And see, and like, I don't really like them. Like, I don't pursue them.
I know people that are hog wild over Ghostbusters.
See, I know I'm hog wild.
I guess I need to watch the first one again, but okay.
But anyway, here's that cast.
Yeah.
And Michael, you probably don't know any of these names.
No.
Kristen Wiig.
Uh-huh.
Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie Jones.
What a bunch of hippie dippy baloney.
Now hold up there, President Business.
Yes, Lord Business.
Lord Business, whatever. Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, all SNL alumni.
Okay.
But they're
well, that makes sense because the first Ghostbuster.
Yeah, because you had Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. Was Harold Ramis ever on SNL?
He's a writer, wasn't he?
No, he was on, I think he was in Second City.
Okay.
Didn't you know what Second City?
No.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that later. Let's see. And Melissa McCarthy, she's hot right now in the Hollywood world. She's on a couple TV shows, and she's been in a lot of movies lately.
So all SNL people, huh?
Pretty much.
You know I hate comedians.
Next up. Hey. So remember back a little while ago when we said it was ironic that Chris Pratt mentioned the Ark of the Covenant?
Oh!
Well, Chris Pratt could be the new face of Indiana Jones.
Oh, man. What do you think of that story?
Man,
that picture.
The picture looks great.
Okay, so
that is some excellent Photoshop.
Here is what the the rumor or speculation. We need a speculation clip. I don't know what that would be, though. Well,
first, tell me what's the difference.
Well, speculation is like based on nothing, isn't it? It's just ad hoc. Well, whereas
rumor would be there's evidence to support
something
it.
May have been leaked.
Yeah,
somebody said who knows somebody. You know, there's at least something to hang your hat on. I guess it's like standing firmly in midair. But regardless, they're speculating that Harrison Ford could be flashback stories or whatever. Oh, you know, about the time when I got caught up with such and such, and then boom, go into the story, and there's Emmett Star-Lord,
man,
Jones.
I mean,
come on, Han Solo. Hey, there'll be too many people up in arms. There is only one Indiana Jones, and it ain't. He didn't have a kid named Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Next up, the Fantastic Four official teaser trailer is here.
Yes.
That thing looked pretty cool.
Okay, and it is going back to the origin story now.
Yeah.
But apparently it's still Fox. Marvel didn't get it back. So remember we talked couple of months ago. Marvel said, you know, we're going to stop making Fantastic Four comic books. How about that? Huh?
Anyway.
Looks fun. They'll go watch it.
If you get a chance, go watch it. And we can look for that movie August 7th. 2015.
Yeah, that's not a magic year anymore.
Yeah, it's not the magic movie year.
That's now.
Hey, here we go. Emma Hermione Watson. Yes.
Yes.
To become Disney's new live-action Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yes, it is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah. You know, we were talking before the show that I made the audacious comment that that Beauty and the Beast is Disney's greatest princess movie. And I even went so far as to say that many people would agree with me, Brendan.
Yes. In fact, I do know one person who definitely would, and that's my good buddy Richard.
Richard, you're a good man.
Yes.
Yes.
He agrees with you.
Okay.
Me, however,
hey,
I'm just not feeling
it. All right. Well, all I know is that you put Hermione Granger in a Disney princess movie that's Beauty and the Beast. That thing is going to – the world may melt. There may be no box offices left. They all melted to the ground.
I just hope she can sing the music with it.
Because
that's part of it.
As long as she can lip sync.
And I actually hear there's more news involved with Alan Menken, the guy that wrote the music for it and the songs. There's more news with him, but I want to wait a couple
minutes
to see if it pans out to be true.
Good.
So, okay, next up. Oh, we can now meet X-Men's new Cyclops, Storm, and Jean Grey.
Yeah, they had to get a new Jean Grey. The last one died in X-Men 2.
Oh, Michael. Oh, Michael.
I watched it. I just watched it, remember?
Michael. First of all, you have to watch X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
I'm afraid to.
And then you have to watch Days of Future Past. That's all there is to it.
All right.
Now, regarding Jean Grey, you can skip First Class.
I've already seen that one.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, you have. Okay. So there's no Jean Grey in that one. But, Michael, you cannot say that Jean Grey is dead. You just simply can't.
Okay.
To say such would be blasphemy against the X-Men universe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ewan McGregor on how, quote, intimidating it was to play Jesus in Sundance's Last Days of the Desert.
Yeah, I wonder what he said about that.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, he just said it was intimidating because he's such a... I can't remember the exact words he used, but he said Jesus was a distant character. So in order to portray him, he had to find something to link him to. And ultimately, I think he makes a good point. He says that he had to see Jesus as a son trying to connect back with his father.
Huh.
It's an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
Once they get into the theology of that, but
well,
hey,
let the Theonauts take care of that.
Yeah, that's right. We will.
Okay.
Empire Magazine's Avengers Age of Ultron covers.
Yeah, everybody always looks for those.
Oh, yeah. Luke Bard Dracula Evans leaves the Crow remake.
Who cares?
I know. But hey, now this one, though, this next bit. Con Air director Simon West moves on to The Blob. Hashtag probably going to watch it.
Hashtag the original is better. Beware of the Blob. It creeps and creeps and glides. Want me to play that song?
No, it's okay. We may finally, or will we finally, get to meet George Jetson?
Yeah.
Jetson's coming to a theater near you?
Yeah. They were talking about doing a live action one of that, but that's silly. What I hope is, now it's saying that it's animated. They're going to do an animated one. They already did an animated full-length movie either back in the late 80s or the early 90s or something. But I was kind of hoping that it would be a CGI a la the Peanuts.
Like what they're doing with the Peanuts?
Yes.
Movie? That would be pretty
making
cool.
Making it look like the original, but not, you know?
Yeah.
It's just other than that. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, I found that interesting. And growing up watching the Jetsons, where is my flying car? That's all I want to know.
Well, you could probably find it in Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tie-in. Hey, next up, Jeremy Irons speaks on playing the new Alfred in Batman.
Yeah. Jeremy FCC's very own Jeremy Irons from our
That's
Aragon
right. Yes. FCC's episode. Very own Jeremy Scar.
Uncle Scar.
Uncle Scar Irons.
Yeah.
Who did he play? I forgot his name in Aragon. Aragorn.
Like ex-Dragon Rider guy?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, next up, Chiwetel Ejiofor might be... And Doctor Strange.
I did not understand a word you just said except for Doctor Strange. Please do that again slower.
Chiwetel?
Oh, it's a name. Okay,
that's
I'm
his
sorry.
Name. That
okay,
his
I'm
name.
Sorry.
Very esteemed actor. He's pretty good.
Okay.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but Chiwetel Ejiofor might be in Doctor Strange with Benadryl Cinnamon Bun. Did you okay?
You get a point for that.
Did you no? Did you see the newspaper clipping of his wedding announcement? Some newspaper in Australia typed up a little write up.
Yeah.
With Benedict Cumberbatch's wedding announcement, and every time they used his name, they went crazy with it, and it's so funny. It's so funny. So I was reading that, and then when this news bit came up, I wanted to make up my own, so I got Benadryl Cinnamon.
That is a good one. You a point for you, good sir.
Yay! And now Michael's long-awaited news piece.
What?
Oh wait, did you already talk about it?
What?
You already talked about it. Why did I even say that?
Oh, tease.
The Aquaman thing.
Well, Eric, that was my news story.
I know.
I wrote that.
I just got so caught up in Benadryl Cinnamon Bun.
Oh, man, all excited.
Well,
okay.
That wraps it up.
Okay, here we go. The lightning round. Hey, everybody, I want you to, I don't know if I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again because I excited this morning. Okay, I'm an Amazon Prime member, Brendan. We pay whatever it is, $100 per year. To get free 2-day shipping on Amazon Prime products, because I buy most of the stuff for the studio through Amazon. It's
delivered
to me, and they have everything that I need, and it's free shipping, and get it in 2 days. But there's other perks, many other perks that you get with Amazon Prime, such as Amazon Instant Video, streaming video. So it's like Netflix, and they do have things that aren't on Netflix and vice versa.
There's things that are exclusive to Amazon.
Right, yeah. And it makes it real good with our Roku box, or the kids have a PS3 down there. So when a movie comes out, you can just rent it. Boom, done.
Yep.
Let's just rent this thing. It's like that's how we watched The Giver and Maze Runner, just Amazon Prime. But one of my favorite things about Amazon Prime is Amazon Prime Music. See, I already buy MP3s from Amazon, and with Amazon Prime Music, you have access to streaming music that you didn't buy. I mean, it's like watching movies and stuff on Amazon Instant Streaming Video. And so this morning, I just said, you know, on a whim, hey, let's look at Lord of the Rings. Boom, yes, what would you like? We have it all. Well, I would like the Fellowship of the Ring soundtrack. I would like the Two Towers soundtrack. I would like Return of the King soundtrack. Thank you. Okay, here you go. It's ready for you to listen to anytime that you want. Would you like some Hobbit? You got Hobbit? Yes, we do. We have, you know, you can, the first movie and the second movie, download those soundtracks. Add them to my Prime Music library. I can listen to those as much as I want, and it doesn't cost me anything extra. And so I've been doing that a lot. I like to own music. So Spotify, Pandora, those kind of services, they don't really appeal to me. The only reason I'll use like Spotify is something that I haven't heard before. I'll go and listen to it and see if I like it. If I like it, I'm going to buy it. I want to own what
right.
I have.
Yeah.
So now some people might say, well, no, your Amazon Prime Music, you're not owning that. They can pull the plug on that anytime. Well, yeah, that's true. But I have things in there that have been in there for months. Like I have the complete Star Wars soundtrack, you know, collection and stuff like that. It's been in there for months and months and months. And
hashtag not surprised.
Yes. So there you go. That is my that's my lightning round pick this week. Go sign up for Amazon Prime and enjoy and stay for the music. Anything from you?
Nah, I did have something, but I'm going to wait and hold
off
on it.
Is it not lightning-y around enough?
No, not yet. It's right now, it would still be in the clouds.
All right. Well, Brendan, what are shout out to the listeners out there. What do we want from them?
Guys, obviously, what Christian themes have you found in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, what did we miss?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Michael.
Yeah.
You put up something on Twitter that made me think, man, this is going to be hard. I think you actually sent me a text saying, hey, it's Slim Pickens. Did you send me that text, or did I imagine that?
For Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
No, I just said I have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, it was some Slim Pickens.
Okay.
For me personally. And I guess I just imagined you saying that for some reason. But I know there's other stuff in there. For example, Groot.
Yeah.
Groot just
seems
to
be. You can do a character study on Groot.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Port. And here's the thing about Groot. He can't say anything that contradicts his actions because all he can say is, I am Groot.
Yeah.
And yet here he is lighting the way.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah. When'd you learn to do that? With all those little lightning bug things. And wow.
Yeah. And then what you touched on, he's the self-sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's. See, there's a lot of stuff around Groot. There's a lot of stuff around all the characters.
But same thing, you know, Star-Lord, Emmett, he didn't know that he wasn't going to die when he reached out and grabbed the Infinity Stone.
Right.
Oh, which tells me, hey, everybody, you know, everybody's saying, hey, Guardians of the Galaxy, totally separate and apart from the rest of the Marvel Universe. You know, never the Twain shall meet.
No.
The big finale is going to be the Infinity War, and that has to do with the Infinity Gauntlet, which
sure
has to do with the Infinity Stones
sure
that
does.
Thanos is trying to collect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to, and plus they already said that they're going to do another Guardians of the Galaxy movie. But yeah, but I mean, Peter is a great, that's a great character study.
Yeah.
Self-sacrificing, you know, the change they went for. Hey, he's separated from his dad. How about that?
Which we'll probably meet in Guardians 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least I'm hoping.
Yeah. If not, Guardians 3 or 4.
There was a nice setup.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of this film.
Yep.
So, yeah, you guys let us know.
There you go. There you go. Hey, what? Okay. We've started on the path of Marvel, but Brendan, You said that you wish that you didn't. We didn't start with this movie.
I really wish we hadn't.
See, it was a faux pas. Last at the end of the last week's episode, you were supposed to announce Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
but you got all excited. Something happened. You dropped your notes.
I went down a rabbit hole and came out on the other side with Guardians of the Galaxy.
And so, like we were talking about before the show, you really need your palate cleansed after this one.
Yeah, sure do.
So,
especially with Age of Ultron coming up.
Oh.
Now, granted, it's a season and a half away.
Yeah. But hey, but we got some catching up to do in order to get prepared for it anyway. We haven't done Thor. We haven't done... There's a lot of things that we haven't done. So, a palate cleansing. Should we stay in the Marvel Universe another week?
Let's do it for now. Yeah, let's go to Captain America, Winter Soldier.
And that's some good storytelling. I mean, that's intrigue, drama, a lot of good stuff. I'm excited about that. So we'll do that next week. What, you want to just give up the farm? What our initial plans are? Or no?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and give out some further plans.
Okay, you take you the pleasure's all yours.
Oh man, I knew you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So next up, these next two are on you because these are your suggestions. Godzilla.
Yeah.
The new Godzilla.
Yes. With Breaking Bad.
Yeah, with Walter White. That's not his name. Why am I blanking? Bryan Cranston. Thank you, Michael. Okay. Thank you for suggesting
Cranberry
that.
Cranberry juice.
Bryan.
Cinnabon.
Benadryl Cinnabon. And then, I don't know why, I guess you're off of that Scotty kick from last week, but Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yes, because we need to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And we got to bring Carl Urban further into the family.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Pine. Yeah, he needs to come on into the FCC family as well because he's a busy man.
Yeah, he's
lately. Yeah. So, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Next, there's three. Oh!
But now here's the thing, though. We've got to pay
attention. Fletch, are you listening,
we've
sir?
We've got to pay attention to those requests, Michael.
Yeah, we got to get back
because
to the list.
Because those are being stagnant.
Yes.
And we got a reminder via Twitter this week from the Mango Times.
Yes,
AKA Fletch. Could 2015 be the year of The Village?
He wants us to talk about The Village.
Yes, he's been wanting us to talk about The Village for a while now.
And it's about time we get back to another M. Night Shyamalan movie.
To a Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yes, a good twisty kind of a thing.
But, yes, that. But, of course, before Avengers Age of Ultron comes out, we have to do the first Avengers movie.
Common decency dictates.
Common decency and Google juice.
Yes.
Dictates.
Yes. Okay, so we are booked up for the next 2 months.
Month.
Wow. Okay, looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to watching Captain America: The Winter Soldier again. This week, and friends, all of these movies, you're going to hear us talking about it exclusively here at Finding Christ in Cinema. We're part of the Great Commission Transmission Network, using new media and social networking to equip and encourage you to go into all the world and proclaim the good news to everyone. To find out more and to partner with us, visit us at gctnetwork.com/donate. For all the podcasts that we have done, Brendan's Monday Movie Reviews, the links to all the social networks that we're involved in, you can get that all at christincinema.com. Maybe you just want to shoot us an email. That's the old-fashioned way of doing it. You can send those to fcc@gctnetwork.com.
You can call us up on the voice line at 507-407-GCTN. Or, for example, if you don't understand that,
babbling, bumbling band of baboons.
Oh!
I don't understand.
Yes!
Sorry.
Michael, if you don't understand GCT 407, if you don't understand 507-407-GCTN, you can just call us on the other number at 507-407-4286.
Okay, whatever that was.
You know I hate comedians.
Now, let's just say you want to listen to the good old podcast, as you have done for this past hour and 23 minutes and 43 seconds.
Yes.
You can go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher, and you can go to TuneIn Radio. As long as you're not looking for something ghastly.
Potatoes.
And as long as you're not feeling a little tricksy.
It's ghastly.
You can search all the stores for Finding Christ in Cinema.
Inconceivable.
Yes, and for all the content that we produce here at the Great Commission Transmission Network, including the Theonauts podcast, get to the official website at gctnetwork.com. Brendan Taylor, anything else?
Why would I rub my finger across his throat?
Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
And that is a wrap!
Sad, strange little man.
Yeah, cut to it!
Love, Dante.
Well, you don't like falafel?
It's pretty mind-blowing.
There's no such thing as magic.
I'm a miracle man.
Sandamandal Hogwash.
Fool of a took. One does not simply walk into Mordor.
You are tuned in to the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission. This is your Great Commission transmission.
At gctnetwork.com.
Cease your yammering and relieve us from this irksome confinement.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with the walking thesaurus on that one.
Do not ever call me a thesaurus.
It's just a metaphor, dude.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are gonna go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.